I had the chance this morning to sit down at Hobbs with co-owner David Cabot to talk about his restaurant's appearance this weekend on the QVC show In the Kitchen with David. Hobbs won from among 500 nominees for the show's road trip contest back in June. David says it wasn't a week after they were told that they'd won the contest that a film crew was out here.
Regular customer is Dwight Burdett. And he was the one that nominated the restaurant. He's also the one that did our Wikipedia page. And he's a loyal customer. And he's the one that nominated the restaurant. And so they had lunch with him. And from then, they started planning what is this coming Sunday, the national broadcast down in Riverside Park. They were here last night to do live look-ins. This show is it airs Wednesday evenings and then Sunday afternoon. So last night's show was from 8 to 10 p.m. and then Sundays will be from noon to 3. So they had a production crew here last night and they did live look-ins throughout the show promoting the Sunday's event. The big event again will be this Sunday and they're getting prepared right now in Riverside Park for that.
It's been kind of crazy around here getting ready.
It's been really crazy. We've had a lot of phone calls, a lot of interest, and when they announced that we were the winner, the phone lines rang for 3 or 4 hours. People all over the country calling and congratulating us. People looking for employment and churches calling to bless us, and we had everything across the board. You couldn't believe it. They've had producers here for the past 3 weeks or so, probably 6 or 7 times, doing different camera shots and different recordings and things like that, just trying to get different material and everything. It's been pretty exciting. It's been fun.
Have they told you more or less what to expect on Sunday?
They have said that we will have. I know that they have sold over 1,000 tickets, but they're not. They're free, but they were tracking how many people have redeemed them. But again, they said even though it's sold out, just come. They're not going to turn anybody away. But they're expecting, upwards of 5,000 people down in the park, and it should be a lot of fun. So noon to 3, I think they open at 10 a.m. Noon to 3 is the broadcast.
Now, Hobbs is obviously well known for those of us who live and work in the Ypsilanti Ann Arbor area. But for the rest of the world about to be introduced to the restaurant, what do you want them to know about Hobbs?
We've been around for a long time. 1934 we opened. Simple, straightforward meals. We start with just quality stuff and just try to do it in a simple, straightforward manner. We try to buy the best cuts of meat. New York strip, filet mignon, London broils, things like that, and just serve it in a simple, straightforward manner. We don't try to disguise anything by putting lots of sauces and seasonings. But it's, classic American, and just been doing that for a long time, almost 80 years, next year will be 80 years. But.
Anything important leaving out you'd like to add?
Just look forward to seeing a lot of people down here this weekend. I think it'll be exciting. The weather looks great, and just been a very exciting time for Hobbs and for Ypsilanti as well.